The next patient is Ricardo Cancino. The last name is C-A-N-S-I-O-N-O. The first name, Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O. Ricardo Cancino. This is a clinical case of an 81-year-old Filipino male that is referred to this practice by Dr. Tangunan, T-A-N-G-U-N, like in November, A-N, like in November. For evaluation of CKD stage 3A and proteinuria. Period. The patient has been a diabetic at least for 10 years. Has a history of arterial hypertension, has been with hyperlipidemia and coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass, and graft in 1999, and gout. The patient has shown proteinuria at least for 6 months, in which the albumin creatinine ratio in October 10 of 2022 was 2688. Recently, the dipstick went up to 3+, and for that reason, the patient has been referred to this office. The patient has been taking Jardiance for a short period of time. And the dose, the Jardiance 25 milligrams is the dose, period. The patient feels well. He doesn't have any cardiovascular symptoms, no alterations in the eyesight. He says that 7 years ago he had a cataract extraction. And he has been noticing a frothy urine. He denies the presence of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. He apparently doesn't drink coffee. From time to time, the patient has a glass of wine, period. And the most likely situation is that this patient has diabetic nephropathy. That has been progressively worse. And that has triggered the referral. The administration of Jardiance certainly helps. The latest determination of the GFR was 47 in March 27 of 2023 with a creatinine of 1.5. The fasting blood sugar was 152. Hemoglobin A1C 7.6.
Are you ordering anything for him?
A bone. It would be in the best interest for Dr. Cancino to be on finerenone. However, the potassium is 4.9. Our approach will be a better blood sugar control, and we gave the pointers of how to get to that blood sugar control in a plant-based diet would be the ideal. And restricting himself of the flour products and rice. Period. We want Dr. Cancino to follow a low potassium diet. We gave plenty of literature for him to select the very low potassium diet, and the administration of the Jardiance is helping the case. On the other hand, the adjustments in the diet should be beneficial in that regard. Number two, diabetes mellitus, I think it has to be under control. Number three, the patient has a history of gout. We are going to do an uric acid determination. Following number, the patient has persistent elevation of the cholesterol. I saw in the year 2022, cholesterol of 315. The atherostatin is causing a lot of muscle pain, and for that reason, he was advised to discontinue the medication. We think that he should be alternatively on Pravacol low dose up until we can make him a patient for Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. I talked to Dr. Tangunan, the PCP, and I will talk to the cardiologist to see if they can help in that regard. It is extremely important for him to get the hyperlipidemia under control, and the change in the diet would be also beneficial. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass. He hasn't been to a cardiologist more than a year. Following number, vitamin D and supplementation. We are going to do the basic laboratory workup and move to get the lipids under control, the sugar under control, and have a potassium around 4 to be able to start him on Kerendia. Period paragraph. Dr. Tangunan, thanks for your kind referral. I'll keep you posted with the progress. Paragraph, where I invested 20 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.